Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2013. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting the long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday. Getting into the month of April. Wouldn't know it in some places. In fact, yesterday here in Hawaii, we set an all-time cold temperature record for April 2nd. 61 degrees. I realize compared to the rest of the Northern Hemisphere, 61 degrees isn't all that cold. But for Hawaii, that was an all-time record cold day. And Al Gore's out there saying, no, no, you read it wrong. It must be wrong. So forth and so on. Looking at the corporate media today, it's all Jody Arias, this Rutgers coach who got fired for abusing his players. Kevin Ware and his broken bone. He's on their TV right now saying, I'm not used to all this attention. Michael Jackson's wrongful death trial, and in between all of that fluff, of course, the constant hammering, Korea is bad, Iran is bad, we've got to get them, you should be willing to throw your children onto their bayonets for us, and constant going on. A lot of stuff not being talked about, which is, of course, why you're here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Now, I'm going to take things a little out of sequence today, because I know you're getting bored with the economic stuff, and we're going to talk about it. But there's a very interesting development coming out of the Pacific Legal Foundation. We all know about Obamacare and this hideous fight that went all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, and involving this sudden apparent about-face by the Chief Justice, who then immediately left town for a vacation in Malta, where he said it wasn't part of the Commerce Clause, that it was just, you know, another, it was just a federal tax and not a mandate. Well, it turns out Obama may have dug his own grave right there and then, because remember, the Affordable Care Act bill originated in the United States Senate, not the House of Representatives. And so the instant the United States Supreme Court said it's not a mandate, it is a tax, it violates the origination clause of the Constitution. Article 1, Section 7, Clause 1. All revenue-generating measures must originate in the House of Representatives. The Senate will then approve. And so the Pacific Legal Foundation has filed a lawsuit that will probably go all the way up to the United States Supreme Court saying, if you're saying the Affordable Care Act is a tax, it is unconstitutional because it originated in the Senate and not the House. And if that is in fact the conclusion of the United States Supreme Court judges, and they're not going to want to look like they were complete idiots and fools when they first of all said this was constitutional because it was a tax and not a mandate, they're not going to want to go down that road again. They'll probably, yeah, you're right, it's unconstitutional. And the instant they do that, it's going to open up some major floodgates, because don't forget, back in 2008, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP, also violated the origination clause. Because remember, there was a version in the House. It failed completely, was voted down. Then the Senate voted a TARP bill through, and the House was arm-twisted into approving it. Remember, they say there'll be tanks in the streets. It'll be all kinds of destruction if you don't approve this. And, of course, in hindsight, what was going on is members of Congress were protecting their own investment portfolios at the expense of the American taxpayer. But that, too, violated the origination clause. So this is going to open up a really huge can of worms. I'm going to see if I can get somebody from the Pacific Legal Foundation to come on the show next week to talk about this a little bit more. But they are absolutely correct. The Affordable Care Act began in the Senate. And that was okay. If it was a mandate, that's constitutional. But the instant the Supreme Court said it's a tax, it violates the origination clause and will probably be thrown out. Got to take a break. We'll be right back after these commercials.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Wall Street Wizards on the land, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. The piper, when all the money's gone, replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And of course, as I mentioned before, the corporate media is going on and on about, you know, athletes with broken legs and Jody Arias. Apparently one of the jurors in the case has now been removed for bias. Apparently the defense attorney is concerned about any jurors who might actually have negative feelings about one person stabbing their significant other multiple times. And with a bias like that, they have to be gone. What I can't understand, and I actually did send an email to the legal defense firm that's handling her defense. They ought to be looking at the issue of SSRIs. Was she on prescription antidepressants, or was she withdrawing from prescription antidepressants at the time of the crime? Because then all of a sudden you have got something that could get her off the hook completely. And if anybody here is in contact with Jody Arias or her legal defense team, please bring this issue up to them, because it's starting to get more and more coverage. One of the independent Fox stations covered it the other day. Amoland.com did a very well done article about the link between SSRIs and gun violence, and then almost immediately their entire website got blocked by Google for malware. It's been reported you have malware. We will not let people go to your website, so forth and so on, which is okay because the article's already been copied off and posted to other websites that Google is not yet blocking. But it really is. It's a fight trying to get this awareness into the public that this mass violence and suicide, especially among our serving troops, is very clearly linked to these prescription antidepressants. Before the agenda came out to blame it all on the guns, we had Fox News, the main Fox News, admitting this was a problem. Michael Moore was on video admitting there is a problem with these SSRIs. Been a couple of documentaries about it now. Congress held hearings. Won't do anything about it, though. Blame the guns. That's the agenda. Blame the guns. Forget what you heard about antidepressants last week. That doesn't exist anymore. Today we live in a world where guns are to blame for everything. Guns are to blame for suicides and violence and waxy yellow buildup and global warming. And, well, I guess in a small sense that may be true. Anyway, getting on to the economy, because we do have to cover it a little bit. Daniel Hannan is out there saying that it may be irrational to start a bank run, but once it's going, it's perfectly rational to join on in. And I think people need to keep that in mind. In his opinion, Greece and Spain are next. I know a lot of people were talking about Spain and Italy and Slovenia, but because of the tight entanglement between Cyprus and Greece, Daniel Hannan is saying that Greece could see more of this confiscation of savers' accounts. That's the new normal. And remember, despite all the rhetoric about, oh, Cyprus was a one-time only, it's not a template, we now know that this was being discussed at the G20 last September. We know it's already written into the new budget plan for Canada. We're hearing rumblings that it will, in fact, become the standard practice. When the bank's Ponzi scheme starts to fail, they will just start stealing money from the bank's customers and give it to the banks so the banks can then loan it back to the customers at interest. What a wonderful deal. So, apparently, more and more people over at Global Research, they're saying, what's going to happen? What will be the result when this happens in the United States and Canada? Well, I think we all know what the result is going to be, and that's the reason the government is desperate to take away your guns. They're failing miserably, by the way. Background checks for gun purchases under Obama are double what they were under Bush. They just passed a new round of very strict gun controls in Connecticut. Everybody's running to the gun stores to just buy up whatever they're going to be not allowed to have anymore. So we all know where this is headed. The money junkies are perfectly okay triggering a new revolution or a civil war. Rather than writing off all of that imaginary made-up debt of money owed to them that never existed in the first place. Boy, if that is not the definition of psychosis, I don't know what is. Over in Britain, their debt, they're calling it the mountain, has reached 1.39 trillion pounds. That's roughly equivalent to 90% of the entire economy. And their government debt has doubled in just the last 5 years. A huge part of that, of course, going on to these wars of conquest around the world. Over at Blacklisted News, they're commenting on how the big banks are back to recklessly gambling with our money. And there was another article I was looking at earlier basically pointing out the fact that as long as the government refuses to prosecute the bankers for this criminal behavior, it will continue. You have Eric Holder out there saying, oh, we can't arrest these bankers. It'll harm the financial system as a whole. Well, if we let these bankers go on doing what they're doing, that's going to harm the financial system as a whole. It already has harmed the financial system as a whole. Mr. Holder, your job is not the economy. Your job is enforcing the laws. And I wish you would either do your job or resign and let somebody who's willing to do the job take over. I might be available, by the way. I'm not otherwise occupied here. Let's see. Now, there was an announcement earlier today, and I linked to the version of the story that's over there in From the Trenches World Report, where the Obama administration pushes banks to make home loans to people with weaker credit. And I know your first reaction is going to be, huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. I can buy a home again. Well, he's not doing this for the American people, although it's certainly being spun that way by the White House press office, but this is not for your benefit. This is a replay of the subprime mortgage mess. And the goal here is to increase demand for homes to drive the prices right back up, even if the resulting mortgages are going to collapse later on. They're restarting that same disaster from 2008 all over again. See, here's the problem. Bankers do not want you to have affordable housing. Bankers want houses to be so expensive that you will spend your entire life in servitude to them to be allowed to live in one. The word mortgage comes from two root words, mort, meaning death, and gage, meaning a promise or a pledge. A mortgage or mortgage is a promise to work for the bank your entire useful labor life to be allowed to temporarily occupy this home and pretend that it's really yours. That's what it's all about. If homes were inexpensive enough where you could pay off the mortgage or the home loan in about 5 years, after that, you are of no more use to the bankers, and they can't stand that. They want you in debt servitude for your entire life. Indentured servitude, that's really what it is. It's under a different name, but that's what they're trying to bring back. And because so much of the on-the-books wealth of America is tied up in their home prices, the home prices have to be kept propped up. Because of the firestorm of foreclosures, there's a glut of homes on the market. They're deliberately having to hold large numbers of homes off the market to keep prices from dropping any further. Because if home prices drop, more homeowners go underwater on their mortgage. They walk away from their home and their mortgage, and the problem continues to accelerate. There was even a plan they were talking about at one point of literally bulldozing thousands and thousands of perfectly usable homes to get them off the market, to create an artificial shortage, to create an artificial demand, to drive those prices back up. And it's all a big illusion when you are buying a $400,000 home. Well, the actual home and the land it's on really isn't worth all that much. What you're paying for is the accumulated carry-forward interest on all the loans since that home was built. If you look at a brand-new home just being built right now, and you go and buy it, and you work out who gets all the money from all your payments over the period of the mortgage, you will find out the banks make more money off that home than the people who built it or the people who owned the land on which that home was built. And all the bankers do to get that lion's share of the cash flow is hand out some ink and paper or type a number into a computer, and that's it. They don't physically build the home. They don't physically go out and get the land. They don't put in the water pipes and the sewage lines and the power lines and the phone lines or any of that stuff. They just sit there and they wave around these pretty printed pieces of paper and say, this is your license to go live in that home in exchange for a lifetime of servitude to us. That's what it is. And so this plan by the Obama administration to encourage banks to start issuing mortgages to people with weaker credit, it's not for the benefit of the people with the weaker credit. Look what happened when that with the subprimes. And these people were lured into taking out mortgages that they couldn't pay because the high-paying jobs were all leaving the country. This is about artificially creating a higher demand for homes to drive their prices back up. It's manipulation. And while we may turn a blind eye to the manipulation inside the stock market and to a lesser extent LIBOR, because that does directly impact our lives, this attempt to manipulate the price of the homes we're trying to live in is a crime committed against the entire American people by a corrupted financial system and their servile, corrupted government. And that's why Obama is doing this. They're trying to rebuild America's wealth on paper by saying everything they're buying is all of a sudden worth a lot more money. And it isn't. When I was a kid, we first moved to California. My parents paid $40,000 for their home. It's now going for somewhere close to $1 million. And it's pretty much the same building. Yeah, it's been painted, some improvements put in. I took a peek at it through Google Earth, and it looks like they're taking care of it. But fundamentally, it's the same structure and the same piece of ground. That increase in price is the carry forward of all the interest. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, Vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to Bank and Trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this a-coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, the other day we were talking about how Bernie Madoff with the loot was starting to go public over the fact that the main Wall Street banks knew he was running a Ponzi scheme. And because they were profiting thereby, they went along with it. Now he's gone even further, and he's addressed a letter to the United States Congress basically saying, J.P. Morgan was complicit in the crime. They knew about the Ponzi scheme. And Madoff is going public, and I guess he's implying that he's willing to turn state's witness. He's gone out to MarketWatch, CNBC, Fox Business. Now he's going directly to the Congress. I wonder if Bernie Madoff is about to get really, really, really depressed there in prison. He needs to be very, very careful, because people who stand up to the bankers get shot at, like Andrew Jackson and Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. By the way, speaking of Lincoln, my wife and I finally caught the film about Lincoln last night, and I'm not sure what the hubbub was about, because the art direction was beautiful, cinematography was beautiful, stellar cast working as hard as they can. The script just didn't seem to have focus and a narrative. It seemed to be simply hopping from one talking point to another talking point to another talking point. And finally, I began to realize a consistent thread that was throughout all of the dialogue, which was that sometimes a president has to go outside the law to do what he needs to do. And so it's started to really reek of propaganda about halfway through, and we turned it off and said, this is not going anywhere. Got a caller on the line, Vex in Kansas. Aloha, Vex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I hate to drag you off topic, but I had an upgrade for the Rivero drone abatement system, if you're interested.
Go for it.
Okay, well, you might want to start with a launch cradle with a spool, but if you were to attach about 10 foot of monofilament to your helicopter with a bead and a feather on the end of it, well, now you really got something.
I don't know that monofilament would hold up, but definitely a piece of, like, piano wire trailing behind it.
Yeah, piano wire would be great.
Yeah, that would definitely do that.
Or if you've got the extra channel to where you could release something, you could drop something, say, I don't know, a big treble hook.
I don't want to spend a lot of money on a use once only approach. I'm just thinking go down to the shopping mall and buy some of those little cheap $20, $30, $40 robot radio controlled helicopters. In fact, we were noticing over at TJ Maxx, they're selling some very large. I guess the phase is kind of going away, and they had some really large ones, very nice ones, you know, for sale there for like, you know, $40 that used to be like over $100. And I got one of the little ones, and I have to admit I'm a lousy remotely piloted vehicle pilot because I keep crashing it into my wife's Harp. So, but I mean, as a general idea, we don't want to get too fancy the way the Pentagon. Does we want a low cost per unit approach? So we take down a $100,000 drone. That's cost effective. That's how you win wars.
That's what I'm all about. I'd like to see what kind of solutions my redneck brothers come up with.
Did you see that reality show was out there briefly? Redneck rocketeers or redneck engineers or something. And it was I liked the show because it so challenged the stereotype that rednecks are just dumb. Because all these guys were like working for NASA and all these engineering firms, and they looked like your basic that part of the country hillbillies, but they were incredibly bright, very well educated, and they came up with some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I've seen the guys come up with some pretty creative things. Thanks, Mike, for taking my call.
All right, you got it. Now then, by the way, when they set up the NASA Space Flight Center there in Huntsville, Alabama, the local revenuers noticed almost immediately that the mountain stills you're finding up there with the moonshiners were all of a sudden getting all these high-tech components, you know, this very exotic materials for the worms and the thumpers. And they were just basically leftover rocket parts that had been thrown out and scavenged and recycled. Alrighty, getting back to more serious stuff. Speaking of J.P. Morgan, and Madoff is out there saying, yeah, they're crooks. They knew for the entire 12 years of the Ponzi scheme, they knew, but they were making money, so they were going to look the other way. And remember that whole situation with that $6 billion, it started as two, went to $6 billion loss from J.P. Morgan, and they found out it went all the way up to Jamie Dimon himself. They found a memo where he proved what they were doing to cheat their clients and customers. Well, there's another one that's coming out here. This is over at silverdoctorsblogspot.com called Operation Silver Slam. And it's basically a reiteration of the evidence that J.P. Morgan has been at the forefront of artificially depressing the silver prices. And there's a video there called Silver Update 4213 Fake Market you need to look at that shows exactly how paper trades are being used to hold down physical prices. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with phone calls after these few words.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I was sitting there looking at the Nielsen ratings. You know, I know one thing, network TV from the big three are tanking. Not even their network sitcoms are really getting any decent ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, and it's like when I hear like the Fox show, The Following, that's not getting any ratings. When I hear when they say, well, they're demonizing conservatives and constitutionalists as murderers, I'm like, Mike, I don't really care about it anymore. I don't really, doesn't really bother me anymore because they're just discrediting themselves when they try to discredit us. In the network.
Yeah, they really do, and they're basically resorting to all the classic tricks to try and lure viewers back in. They're trying to create phony controversy, but viewer flight has been a major problem for years now, and it's affecting their ad revenues. And part of it is, of course, everyone's tired of politically correct programming. That's basically it's all carefully disguised propaganda. That whole 24 series. Was all about, you know, selling Americans that we need to torture people that we think might be doing bad things. And, of course, in the TV show, the people being tortured were always guilty. Not once in that show did they actually torture somebody who turned out to be completely innocent. And The other problem, of course, is as the financial pressures increase on these networks, they're just doing a lot of repeats. We are noticing it here on our local Time Warner cable. We go through the guide, and it's just the same stuff over and over and over again. When our big Toshiba TV died, if we had not still been within the extended warranty, I don't know that we would have bothered getting a new TV. I mean, that's how bad the programming is getting out there. One exception, though, we're rapidly becoming fans of BBC America. And of anything that's made in Britain, we were watching Game of Thrones, which is actually made in Europe. It's not an American production. And they've got money. They've got quality production. I mean, they're shooting in Iceland and Malta and all these. They're making really fun shows to watch. And here in the U.S., as you say, it's all three-camera sitcom or three-camera drama or reality shows, which are the cheapest thing to make of all. And after a while, you get burned out. Right. I actually got an email. Pardon me, I'll let you talk in a minute here, but I wanted to get this out. And I actually got an email solicitation from one of the screenwriting groups that I still subscribe to, offering a course in writing for reality TV. And I'm sitting there saying, writing for reality TV? I thought it was just reality. Of course, we know it isn't because of the whole thing with storage wars, where they're actually planting amazing things to be found inside these storage units and the rest of it. Anyway, didn't mean to cut you off. What else did you want to say?
Well, you know, the thing is, I had to shut off the show NCIS because when the suspect says, I want a lawyer, I want to talk to a lawyer, I'm not talking, they say, we're invoking the Patriot Act on you, and we're going to send you to Gitmo. And you know, I think that's what turns people off when they see that. Because,
yeah.
And another thing I was noticed, I was sitting doing a little research, and Mike, I really found out, you know what really the sad truth is? That you're more popular in Google searches than Lindsay Lohan is.
And I don't even have a string of arrests for all kinds of drug abuses or anything.
No, but I'm sitting there doing, I'm going to write a big piece, but I'm sitting there, because you know it's when Google has its trends?
Yes.
Well, I'm sitting there doing a little graphs and all this stuff, and it's like, this stuff is flat, but when you look up, like, ammo reloading, the U.S. Constitution, Republic Broadcasting,
mm-hmm.
Ammunition reloading, you know, all these patriot terms, storable food, it is in the stratosphere, and all these dumb Google trends they call are just flat. They're hiding the real trends.
Oh, they've been doing that for a long time. We've seen YouTube play with numbers. There's a lot of game playing out there. In fact, one that happened, and I still don't know why it did, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, you probably saw that wonderful little video they did with Ed Asner. And they're really out there with a very fact-based approach to what happened on 9/11. They set up a contest to design a new billboard ad, and I entered. And the rules say you're allowed to ask your friends to vote for yours. So I put up a little story on whatreallyhappened.com. And yesterday I had something like 400 votes, and then this morning all of a sudden my votes had been reset back down to 13. I still don't know what happened. If somebody hacked in and took the votes down, or they thought there were so many votes for me, it had to be fraud, and they deleted it. I still don't know what's going on there. Votes are coming back in, and I'm back in first place again, which I don't care about. It's not a huge prize. It's just I think it's a cute idea that I came up with. But there's a lot of game playing on both sides. There's a lot of hacking going on and attempts to game the system to serve the political agenda. Again, talking about this Ammoland.com, they did this really good story linking prescription antidepressants with all of these mass shootings that are being waved around by the gun grabbers. And as soon as they put that article out, all of a sudden their website is being blocked by Google as a malware site. And so, yeah, the people who are you know, own these computer companies, these web search companies, they're definitely trying to enforce their agenda by means both fair and foul.
Well, and one thing I've noticed about my advice is, like, for people who read the news is, like, don't get hypnotized on the domestic media. I've been reading, like, a lot of the foreign media, and a lot of the foreign media is starting to say the U.S. government is on a path of self-destruction.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
The government are all on the path of self-destruction, and there is going to be no civil war. It's just the government is trying to beat the citizens to the punch. trying to take the guns. That's about it.
I agree. If we just sit quietly and be patient, and I know it's very hard to be patient when the government and the financial industry are poking us and provoking us and trying to start World War III. But yeah, it is tearing itself apart. It has to come crashing down. This idea of literally confiscating savers' deposit accounts to keep the bank system propped up, that's pretty much the last step. Because after they've looted all the money from the bank customers' accounts, the bank customers are going to leave. They're not going to want to do business with the banks anymore. And, you know, what's the government going to do then? You will put all of your money into the bank in case we need to take it? That's not going to go over very well. And so I think we're in the end game right now. And that's why I keep telling everybody, please, no violence. That's exactly what the government wants. You know, do not initiate violence against the government, but prudence demands you be fully prepared to defend yourself and your family when the government initiates violence against you.
Like I say, this is like coming from Russia and a lot of other countries. Like I say, they say the government is on the path of self-destruction. So why get all bent out of shape? I just say, accelerate, go faster, collapse. That's my thing, because the U.S. government is now dysfunctional, can't govern itself, and can't do nothing anymore. Well, thank you, Mike.
Well, thank you very much. And you're right. The U.S. federal government has lost the ability to function because it's lost the trust of the American people. If there was a real crisis and the government needed all of Americans to stand up and whistle Dixie at the exact same time and the Earth would magically be saved, they couldn't do it. Because too many Americans are tired of being lied to. They don't trust the government. And a government that cannot communicate honestly with its people, especially in the event of a crisis, is a government that has really lost all functionality. All they can do now is fling death and mayhem in every direction, which is, again, this is why all of a sudden Iran and Korea, they're back out there. We've got to have a war. We've got to have a war. We're in a race between the collapse of the private central banking model and a nuclear war. And obviously between the two, I would prefer to see the central banking model collapse rather than risk incinerating the entire planet Earth to prop up this banking system a bit longer. I'm sure in the halls of the money junkies, they're all raising their hand and saying, I vote nuclear war. I vote nuclear war. Because if they can get this World War III really going, they're going to blame everything on that. The homelessness, the hunger, the lack of jobs, they're going to blame it all on the war. And they get off the hook. They duck responsibility for the crimes and corruptions of the last 100 years. And so we have to be patient, not let them get the war going, so that when this disaster does happen, the people who caused it, the private central bankers and their obedient politicians, get the blame for what they did. That's the most important thing we need to do right now. Not simply to get out of this mess, but to send a message to future generations. No, you will not cover up bank failures with world wars any longer. It did work the first two times. It's not going to work the third time. So don't even bother with the fourth world war. That's the message we're trying to send. Anyway, getting on back to things here. Apparently, the Dutch bank ING has suffered a technical glitch. That's what they're calling it. Clients are reporting negative balances in their accounts. Customers of ING are unable to get their money out. None of the ATMs are working. A second Dutch bank, Rabobank, is also reporting similar problems. This is apparently breaking all over Twitter here. Now, we know that one of the Dutch gold traders, ABN, this is the second one to do this. They're halting physical gold delivery. If you have a gold futures contract with ABN, they're going to buy it out with more of that paper and ink stuff. They don't have the gold to meet the contracts, so they're just sitting up there and saying, you don't want that yellow, heavy gold metal anyway. We'll just give you stacks and stacks of freshly printed euros. And so the gold run appears to be well and truly underway. Now, all that talk about gold and silver, you know, just not being desirable. Remember yesterday we had that article where it's being called, that's just a base metal now, it's not a store of value. The reality in the physical metal world is different. Turkey's silver imports have surged 31%. Gold imports into Turkey have climbed to an 8-month high. The smart people are getting into physical. The dumb people are just figuring out how dumb they were to accept those paper contracts. Now, here in the United States of America, the number of Americans on food stamps has now crossed the 50 million mark. 50 million Americans on food stamps in the United States. It's an all-time record. We're number one. We're number one. And as families starve, supermarkets are throwing away about half their food supplies. You have no idea how much waste there is in the food delivery system. Well, because of the corporate model, we're going to grow all the food over here in this place, over in this part of the country. Then we're going to load it up into a truck, and we're going to truck it across two time zones and stick it in a warehouse for a week. And then we're going to take it out of the warehouse and truck it over another two time zones to put it into the supermarket. And all the way along, the outer leaves are rotting or whatever, and it's being peeled off and thrown away. And it's a huge amount of waste, and it is accepted as a loss because that way they can keep the monopolistic control over food production and distribution. If you are dealing with local farmers' markets, you don't have that waste problem. Remember, we were talking the other day about this story about a supermarket was foreclosed on, and all of the food was sitting out there on the sidewalk, and the police would not let anybody take any of the food. It was sent away to a landfill and buried. Good, usable food in a community with a major hunger problem. In fact, one of the statistics that we came up with when we worked on the video for Claire's music, Help Me Make This World a Better Place, one of the statistics is there is no county anywhere in the United States of America that does not have some degree of food insecurity. And so for the police to stand there with in front of a huge pile of fresh, usable food that is supposed to be thrown away anyway and not let people take it shows you just which side the police are on. They're not on the public side. They're there to protect the profits of the food corporation. We're going to throw this food away, but we're not going to let you have it for free because you will, by golly, go back to the store and you will buy your food from them. You won't grow it at home. You won't take it from the pile. You won't pull it out of trash. You will buy it from the supermarket, and the supermarket will give the government a piece of the action in taxes. We have major hunger problems in this country, and still the system is all about maximizing profits. All right, callers are piling up here. Let's grab Larry in Oregon. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The banking system that we have, the U.S. Constitution really requires only gold and silver coins to be used as money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that we could go back to that. I don't think that's possible.
No, I would agree with you because right now the same bankers who looted our lives with their ink and paper, they're busy buying up all the gold and silver. And so if we go back to a gold or silver standard, we'll just be going back into the slavery of the same people that caused this mess in the first place. We do need a currency that is based on an asset with tangible value, which is why I and a lot of other people are suggesting a unit of electricity. Because in order to be usable for a monetary unit, it has to be a commodity that is universally recognized to be valuable, but exists or can be created in ample enough supply to prevent hoarding and manipulation, which we have seen in the silver market before. And so we definitely need a value-based currency, or even if the government itself is issuing a paper money, at least if they're treating it like a public utility and it's not accruing interest to a private bank, that's a step in the right direction.
What you're saying is we'd have some, the danger is if we went back to the constitutional model, we'll have something like we had in 1880 where they had people called gold bugs. They were railroaders and they were bankers, and they wanted the paper money backed up by gold
because they had all the gold.
Right, and they could increase the volume of money in circulation or decrease it and cause a panic. Now, the silver coins at that time were actually fiat money because the value of the silver in the coin was not worth what the value of the was printed on the minted on the coin. The coins weren't worth, didn't have enough silver.
That is not entirely accurate. Again, under the Constitution, the silver content of the coinage was the unit of money. There was additional metal in there for durability. But the volume of silver in the silver dollar, the quarter, and so forth, that was the money, and it didn't fluctuate in value The face value was always based on the metal content value up until the silver was taken out of the coins in 1964, and from 1965 on, then it was a fiat currency based on, you know, the good faith and credit of the Federal Reserve System and the United States government, which turned out to be not all that good in the first place. But the reason for the gold bugs hoarding the gold was, if they had the gold, they could control the issuance of currency. And as you said, they would deliberately induce currency shortages to drive everybody into a panic to sell their accumulated wealth at pennies on the dollar. Same scam that we're seeing here with all these repeat boom and bust cycles under the Federal Reserve. It is not by accident. It is intentional. Flood the society with all kinds of money, get everybody working and starting businesses, then shrink the money supply, throw everybody into a panic, and you get to buy everything that the people built for pennies on the dollar, then turn around and sell it back at full price to their children. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Going back to the phones, Fred in California. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much, Mike. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify one point and then take issue on another.
For those who are watching the spot price of silver and gold, and most people go to Kitco to do that, you need to know that that's a battle between, you know, our fiat currency and gold and silver as an asset. It's an ongoing battle right now, and that represents the paper silver and the paper gold market. It's not the value of the physical stuff.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And the other thing there, you had suggested using energy units. I think electricity. Did I understand you right on that? Could you explain that?
Yeah, basically the idea is that because for a commodity to form the basis of a monetary system, it has to be a commodity everybody recognizes is universally valuable, and it has to exist in or be creatable in enough supply to forestall hoarding and manipulation. And so I proposed a currency called the Electro, based on a kilowatt hour of electricity. We had a caller into the show yesterday who said there's another organization that is proposing a similar idea, only they want 10 kilowatt hours as the base of their currency. But we're just, you know, haggling over numbers. But the idea is the creation of money is no longer the province of a private central bank. Anybody with windmills or solar cells on their home can literally be creating wealth right there in their own home. There would be a central clearinghouse to tokenize the electricity. And, of course, with such a strong financial motive, we would see a boom in efficient storage of electricity, efficient transmission of electricity, more efficient solar cells, more efficient windmills. We could solve the energy crisis with this simple matter. And what it does is it takes the money creation and control out of the hands of the private central bankers. And that, of course, is the most important thing that we need to do, because having private bankers in charge of your nation's economy makes about as much sense as having drug addicts in charge of your pharmacies.
I think I agree with what you're suggesting. It's an interesting thing to consider, and I will consider it. Where I see the central point of where we're going wrong here is gold and silver has been really good because over history it's a stable asset, it's easily recognizable, and it only increases in supply about 1.2% per year. So that's what made it so interesting. I see that it's not the asset change. I think we still should go to gold and silver. Where I see the problem is this. We get into a trouble when we outsource the creation of a currency by putting ourselves in debt to it. And that's what, to me, is the key component. It is not in the asset. It's in the process of what happened in 1913 when we let the bankers, you know, create their little monopoly money and said, hey, we'll create it. You can borrow it from us, okay? We got to get away from that. And that's where our founding fathers put, you know, Congress in charge of coining gold and silver. So I do respect your suggestion. And I just wanted to say my side is to stay on gold and silver. It's good. It's stable. There's enough of it there.
Well, I question the second part. We have to take a break for station identification, and I'll respond to your comments after these brief words.